Some of the most engaging technical discussions on Hacker News are about old technology, not because the community is nostalgic, but because the constraints that shaped old systems illuminate the trade-offs in new ones. Today has a few stories in that category that I find genuinely illuminating.
The 8086 segmented memory post is a perfect example. The claim in the title is a little provocative. 8086 segmented memory was a good idea, and the author's actual argument is more nuanced. It was a reasonable engineering trade-off given the constraints of 1978, and the assumption that it was obviously bad in hindsight is itself a failure of historical imagination. The 8086 was designed to fit into a 1 megabyte address space with 16-bit registers, and segmented addressing was a way to extend the addressable range without moving to full 32-bit instructions, which would have required a completely different ISA.
The reason segmented memory became associated with bad design is largely because of how it was used in DOS programming. The notorious near and far pointer distinction that made C programming on early PCs genuinely painful. But the post argues that this was a consequence of how the OS used the architecture, not the architecture itself. The HN comments have 38 responses engaging seriously with the argument, which is the kind of productive technical archaeology the community does well.
Memcached is another piece of technical history getting thoughtful retrospective treatment. The post titled, In Praise of Memcached, scored 174 points and 64 comments. Memcached was released in 2003 and solved a specific problem elegantly, distributed in-memory key-value caching to reduce database load. It's simple, it's fast, and it does one thing extremely well. The author's argument is that in an era where the instinct is to reach for Redis, which does memcached-style caching, plus persistence, pub or sub, data structures, and much more, there's still a case for the simple tool that does exactly what you need and nothing else.
This is a recurring theme in the HN community's relationship with software tools, and it connects to the CyberDex and Convivial Technology post, which scored 110 points and 64 comments. Convivial Technology is a concept from Ivan Illich's 1973 book, Tools for Conviviality, which argued that good tools empower individuals and communities rather than creating dependency on specialist systems. The CyberDeck community, people who build custom portable computers from off-the-shelf components, is applying this philosophy to personal computing.
The convivial technology argument has real bite in 2026. Cloud services, subscription software, and AI systems that are opaque by design have created a form of dependency that would have been alien to the hobbyist computing culture of the 1980s. The CyberDeck builders are pushing back against this, deliberately choosing constrained, comprehensible systems over capable, opaque ones. It's the same impulse that drives the OptiCam Zero project and the ARM64 assembly web server.
That ARM64 assembly web server, a pure ARM64 assembly web server, now on Linux with CGI for no reason, is one of my favorite show HN posts in a while. The title is self-aware about the absurdity. The author has implemented a functioning web server with CGI support entirely in ARM64 assembly language, not because this is a good idea, but because it's a fascinating exercise in understanding exactly what a web server does at the lowest level of abstraction. It scored 30 points and 7 comments, and the comments are entirely people asking how it works.
The traditional Vi post is in a similar spirit. Vi, the original text editor from Bill Joy in 1976, continues to exist as a reference implementation separate from Vim or NeoVim. The XVi project on SourceForge maintains a version that's as close as possible to the original. It scored only 14 points and 3 comments, which suggests even the HN audience finds this a bit niche, but I find something appealing about the existence of the reference implementation. It's a historical artifact that still runs.
Acrodo BMP rib sharding rounds out the system's content. This is a specialized network monitoring story. Acvarado is an open-source network flow collection and visualization system, and the author has implemented sharding for the BGP monitoring protocol RIB, the routing information base, to handle scale. It scored 3 points with no comments, which is the definition of niche, but the engineering blog post is meticulous. BGP monitoring at scale is a genuinely hard problem, and the solution described, sharding the RIB across multiple instances based on peer AS numbers, is clean.